Forget it, Laura. I'm not going out with any of your skanky friends.
What's that I hear? Ah, yes, a sigh of relief from all of my friends.
What do you want, Laura?
Well, look, my sorority's having a charity fundraiser, and we're getting hot guys to auction off kisses to the highest female bidder. Stefan's gonna do it. What about you?
Oh, I mean.
Well. You saying I'm hot, Laura?
I know I'm here. I recognize my voice.
Look, Sam. That there are certain girls.
Yes.
Of low intelligence and impaired eyesight who have enough money to bid on anything.
You know I'm hot, Laura, and these lips are gonna raise big money for your sorority.
And
because
really,
I'm bad. All you girls.
I'm here if you need me. That is, if you need any more hot guys. I have lips. My lips are sexy. They were sexier than I thought.
Sweetheart?
Huh. Guess what? I have such wonderful news, I feel like dancing. No.
Well, tell me what it is and we'll both dance.
Huh. I got a promotion.
Hey, congratulations!
As of Monday, I'm going to be the new buyer for the housewares department at Ferguson's.
Woo, congratulations!
And not only that, I'm going to be making $6,000 more a year.
Wow! Congratulations! Harriet, you're going to be making more money than me.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, no. Nah. No. Congratulations. I need a shower.
Today, when you invited Ed O to participate in your sorority auction, well, I couldn't help but notice that you didn't ask me.
Oh, well, Steve,
wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
Now, truth be told, I was devastated. I couldn't figure out why you would try to hurt my feelings.
Well, Steve, I wasn't...
But then, it hit me. You weren't trying to hurt my feelings. You were trying to spare my feelings, right?
Well, I was just afraid that if you were in the auction and no one bid on you, you might be humiliated.
And you were right. I would have been. But I want you to invite me anyway.
Why?
Well, Laura, I've always been comfortable with myself. Like, maybe it's time I face the fact that I could stand a little improvement. You know, my voice, my clothes.
I have been suggesting that for years, often quite loudly.
I know. And finally, I'm gonna listen. Yep. No longer is it I gotta be me. From now on, it's I gotta be better.
That's good for you, Steve. Good night.
Yeah. I could be better.
Raiders.
Hi, honey.
Much trouble.
Hi.
You want to celebrate my promotion? Here, you do the honors.
Looks expensive.
It is, little.
But I suppose we can afford it now with your new promotion.
Honey, I thought we could snuggle up here on the couch, sip a little bubbly, and then retire early.
Sweetheart, I can open the champagne if you're crawling all over me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Carl, what's the matter?
Well, Harriet, you want to know what's the matter? Well, I'm gonna tell you what's the matter. You're emasculating me, Harriet.
Emasculating? What? Just because I'm making more money than you, Carl.
That's right. Harriet, the person who makes the most money wears the pants in the family.
Well,
you're making more money than me now. So, you're gonna start wearing the pants. Oh, look, you already are.
This is absolutely ridiculous, honey. We're a team.
No. No, sir. Not team, Harriet. Crew, Harriet. And I was the captain of the crew.
Oh, really? And what was I, Carl? The swabby?
Yeah. An adored, loved, precious swabby. But now, you're the captain, Harriet.
New captain's going up to her quarters. But until a new swabby learns the true meaning of teamwork, he's gonna be bunking his butt down here in the brig.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight's speech therapy class will concentrate on the position.
Hold it! Un momento, Doc. I just need a moment to get situated. Got here.
Dr. Grabowski, and I am living proof that the techniques you're about to learn really work. I used to have a terrible stutter.
Why, that's downright inspirational.
Why don't we start by introducing ourselves and describing our problems?
Yeah.
Who'd like to go first?
Roy Thimpthin. I have a lift. And a second thought, that cheese doth look tasty. If it's with...
Is there any other kind?
No, sir.
I'm Pepe Perez. And I spit when I speak.
Well, I'm Sheila Rockport. And my voice is too deep.
Wow. I'd give anything to have your voice.
You're gonna have it.
Bachelor is, in this girl's humble opinion, the coolest guy in all of Chicago. Please give it up for the one, the only, Stefan Urkel.
Ladies. Now, this event is for such a good cause that I wanted to make sure I was ready. So Laura and I have spent the last 3 days warming up these lips.
Since Stefan is my guy, I want to open and close the bidding at $50.
$60.
See, no, Miss Thing, you didn't understand. Stefan is my man. So we'll just close the bidding at $65.
$70. 100. Oh. 110.
Yeah.
111. Going once, going twice. 150.
Sold.
Hello there, and you are?
Who cares? Kiss me.
That's more than $150 worth.
I'm gonna go home and get some more money.
Oh, yes. Well, let's give a hand for the lovely lady who organized this event, Laura Winslow.
All right, ladies. Now, our next bachelor has been called the Prince of Love. Yeah, well, he's the only one who calls himself that. Give it up for my brother, Eddie Winslow.
My name is Eddie Winslow, better known as the Prince of Love. That's right. And if you buy my kisses, you'll feel like royalty. So, dig deep, ladies, if you want to swing from these lips.
I think out of courtesy, we should let Eddie's girlfriend, Greta, make the first bid.
I'll give any girl 25 bucks to take him off my hands.
$25?
I'll start the bidding at 30.
All right.
40. 45. 50. 55. 60. 75.
All right, 75, ladies. Going once. Going twice.
Stop! In the name of love.
Oh, my God.
It's Myrtle Urkel. And me without my Lysol.
Nice hairdo. Somewhere there's a bald-headed mannequin.
Nice dress. Somewhere there's a butt-naked clown.
Ghetto tramp.
Hoochie mama.
To win the right to bust the lips of that handsome slab of stud jerky, I am prepared to bid the sum of
$5,000. $5,000?
Sold.
Laura!
Girl, come up here and get your kiss.
Well, come on. Curl my toes and straighten my hair. Oh, why, that about knocked me all the way back to Biloxi. I want a second helping hand.
Kitchen's closed.
Harriet? Harriet? Harriet!
Shh. You awake the whole house, Carl.
Hey, sweetheart. Could you come down for a sec? I'd like to talk to you. Come on. Come on. To the left. Straight ahead. Come on. Work that foot there. Yep, Carmen, leave the keys. Come on. There you go.
Concert parking?
Well, yep, this is my new extra job.
I'm moonlighting.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. I am one of 25 folks who gets to show you your parking spot when you come to see Tom Jones. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
There's a reason why Tom sings and you park cars.
Whoa, wait a minute. See, you don't understand. With my regular police salary and the money I make from this cool new job, I now make $23.48 more a year than you. Captain Winslow is at the helm again.
I see. Well, I guess in that case, I should think about whether or not I want to get off the ship. Maybe you can just drop me off at the next port.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Harry, what are you talking about?
Carl. Our salary should not be a source of competition. We're supposed to be a team. Nobody's captain, nobody's swabby.
Yep.
Carl, we're supposed to be first mates. Teammates.
Well, you're right, sweetheart. We are our team. You for me and me for you.
Pain in the butt, Carl.
But I'm your pain in the butt.
All right. Our next bachelor is, well, he's definitely one of a kind. And he just recently gave himself a makeover. Please give it up for Mr. Stephen Q. Urkel.
Evening, ladies. As Laura mentioned, I recently decided to accept the fact that I have, well, a few shortcomings. And my task has been to turn those shortcomings into longgoings. So I have ditched my suspenders, lowered my voice a smidge, and now let the bidding begin.
Why don't we start the bidding out at $25?
Yes, yes, that is a good place to start the bidding.
I mean, 25 measly bucks?
It's a tax write-off.
All right. How about this? Why don't we start a little lower and then build our way back up?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. $5. Oh, y'all, come on. $5? You spend more than that on pantyhose. Anybody? Please.
Thank you. I'll be going now. Thank you.
$100. Going once. Going twice. One, three, four, five, six. Who am I kidding? Sold to me. Come on over here. I want my kiss now.
You do? You do?